Mary.
Oh.
What do you have going on?
So I have kind of an interesting side story about an Olympian. American snowboarder Jake Cantor, who won the bronze medal today in the slopestyle skiing. Now, I'm not sure, Kevin, is that the one where they do the jumping and, like, they go on the railing and jump? Slopestyle?
Slopestyle. What do you mean, jump?
Jake Cantor. You know, there's like a rail, and they slide along the rail, then they do a jump, and they twist and turn.
Oh, yeah. There are a whole bunch of different ramps and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Is that what he won in? I'm not sure. But anyway, he won a bronze today. And 10 years ago, Jake Cantor almost died in a trampoline accident.
Oh,
trampolines scare the heck out of me.
Yeah.
I don't know about you guys, but I never allowed my kids to have
one. My brother broke his leg on one.
Yeah, my son broke his ankle. I mean, it's like, you know, so doctors gave him a 20. He was at a birthday party, but doctors gave him a 20% chance of living after this accident, and it also left him permanently deaf in one ear. He was 13 years old, and another athlete on the trampoline collided with him midair. He got a fractured skull, brain bleed, ended up in a coma with bacterial meningitis, and this guy was 13 years old.
God.
And then months after he went deaf in one ear, he decided to go back to the sport and keep doing it, and now he's won a bronze medal. But my gosh, these people. I mean, it's wonderful, but it's crazy.
That is.
You got to have some gene in you that says, I'm going to be crazy the rest of my life.
That's I don't know.
I don't know what it is. It is awesome. So, yeah, you'll probably see him tonight on primetime, Jake Cantor. So look for him.
I think this is the guy. Did he have kids back at a school or something watching when
No, that was
a 17-year-old guy, and he had, like, kids in a classroom back at home watching.
There's actually a bunch of them. There was a figure skater.
This was a snowboarder.
Oh, okay. Probably. They always show a bunch of kids sitting in a classroom, it seems like, don't they?
Yeah, and then the 17-year-old, I just know he was 17. I can't remember his name, but he just had this look on his face like, yeah, I just did that. Pretty cool. And he is pretty cool.
Yeah, this might be him. I'm not sure.
All right, Kev?
Do you have a favorite Girl Scout cookie, Wendy?
I am kind of boring. I like those Scott Tees, and I like the peanut butter sandwich.
What are the
ones.
Scott Tees?
It's kind of like a shortbread.
That's
cookie.
The boring one.
I know, but it's pretty good.
And then the peanut butter sandwich,
Or
the chocolate peanut
the sandwich.
Butter.
Gotta go tag along.
Tagalongs are great. Everyone knows Samoas are the best. Did you buy any Girl Scout cookies this year?
No, I don't know any Girl Scouts.
Really?
Oh, you could have bought. So my little granddaughter is a Daisy this year.
Oh!
And my daughter became the cookie mom. But anyway, so yeah, I'm familiar with the cookies this year. They're pricey.
Yeah. Our neighbor across the street hit us up, and of course we purchased some Girl Scout cookies. They did not last long. It was destroying the Girl
Scout.
Well,
there's only
cookies.
Like 15 a box.
I mean, I can eat a whole box one sitting, no problem.
Yeah, right? Kevin, the sleeve used to have so many more cookies in it.
It does seem pretty small.
Still are pretty good for your buck, but like tagalongs, I think there's Samoas have like 15 in the box.
Yeah, Samoas, it's like four rows of four, I feel like, or maybe four rows of five.
There's actually a 15.
Yeah. I could eat the whole box easy.
Mm-hmm.
A 6-year-old girl has gained recognition on social media for selling a record-breaking 75,000 boxes of Girl Scout cookies across the country. The family of Pim Neal says her secret to success is using social media to reach millions of people. She sold
and a pushy mom.
Exactly. You think the 6-year-old went on social media and did all this?
Well,
no.
She had a following. She used the TikTok. I guess she always wanted to be a Girl Scout. And she's moved close to 100,000 boxes of Girl Scout cookies.
Wow.
Pretty impressive.
That is.
I feel really sorry for the cookie mom of that group of girls.
What does the cookie mom have to do?
I was a cookie mom, too, and my daughter is now a cookie mom. And my daughter's like, Mom, I didn't realize it was that much work.
What do you do?
It's all paperwork. Well, you have to count all the cookies that all the girls order. Then when you pick them all up, which is usually outside in a very cold place, like my daughter did, you have to put them all in your garage, sort them all out. They all have to pick them up. Then you have to order more because you have to do cookie sales at the local Jewel or whatever.
Man.
There's so much math involved and just a lot of crazy paperwork.
Yeah,
a lot of red tape.
That's nuts.
Yeah.
All right. How much is a box of Girl Scout cookies now?
$6.
Jeez.
Right, Kevin? Isn't that how much you paid?
Bridget bought them. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Because I bought six boxes, and it was $36. I'm like, really? Yeah.
It's an interesting business model. It's like, let's take something that if we sold it just in a store, it would be $3. But let's sell it for twice that. Yeah. It's a fundraiser. And make people pretend like—
It's the brand, you know? People get excited about the Girl Scout cookies.
Right, the troop gets hardly any money at all for each box,
oh, really,
too. It all goes
I'm boycotting.
Yeah,
this sounds like
fair.
A scam, Mary. What's going on? What's really going on?
Really likes it. I mean, she is really enjoying her time as a Girl Scout, even though she's only a daisy.
Maybe
so
she can
far.
Shoot for 100,000 boxes next year.
No, my daughter would say, I'm not doing this.
All right, we have to fit in Bob's story.
I can keep it quick. Has anyone noticed the quality of Reese's peanut butter cups diminishing?
Oh, no. What's going on with that?
The grandson of the inventor of it. His name is Brad Reese. So his grandfather invented the Reese's peanut butter cups in 1928. He was working for Hershey's at the time. And he invented it, started his own candy company for Reese's peanut butter cups in the late 20s. His son sold the company to Hershey in 1963. But now the grandson's saying, you're making us look bad. He says the quality of Reese's peanut butter cups is not what it used to be. They don't use milk chocolate. They just use chocolate candy, as it's listed in the ingredients, and also peanut cream instead of peanut butter.
Yeah.
So what are they going to do to change it? Because it isn't as good.
Chocolate's like crazy expensive right
now. That's true. Hershey's is saying, no, it's fine. That's their response. We haven't changed it. Quality's good.
I just made some peanut butter balls the other day.
Ooh.
And they were as good as Reese's peanut butter.
Sure,
so I will make some for you guys.
Yeah,
and
you
they
guys
are
do. When it comes
awesome.
To desserts, Mary can burn.
And I will share a recipe because I made these for Christmas. I remember I had to bring a dessert to our family Christmas, and I never make desserts. It was just, it tasted just like Reese's. And I will actually share the recipe. It couldn't have been easier. I wonder if they're like your peanut balls.
Are they no
balls.
Cook? You don't have to cook
no
them?
No cook.
Yep, that's probably the same ones.
All right, well, we'll discuss peanut butter balls. That's coming up, and Bob Kessler's news from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.
Hi, I'm Roy Spencer with PermaSeal. Our insulation division can make your home feel more comfortable, improve its air quality, and reduce utility bills.